Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter of Qiyamul Layl, chapter of Tahajjud. As we understand the slight difference, the slight shade in difference of meaning as far as Qiyamul Layl is concerned and far as Tahajjud is concerned. So continuing with this chapter, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali has brought various ahadith showing us the importance of this optional act of Tahajjud. We should, although it's optional in Shariat, we should make it such that as though it becomes lazim upon ourselves. Lazim upon ourselves means we make it necessary upon ourselves. If we leave it just as optional, I can do it, don't do it, then a person won't get into the habit of doing it. So any good action a person has got, he should make it like necessary upon myself. And now that I've got this good action in my life, I've tried, I made effort, or I'm trying to bring this into my life, so I must stick to it. I mustn't just get it into my life and leave it. Then very easily a good action will leave a person. So this is known as istiqama. When a person starts something, he continues with it. This is something that Allah Ta'ala loves a lot. Allah Ta'ala loves istiqama. Therefore there is an Arabic saying, al-istiqamatu khayrun min alfi karama. That having istiqama, having, being persistent, being consistent on a good action is better than 1,000 miracles. A person thinks a miracle is a very big thing. But what he can achieve by an act of persistence, of commitment and consistency, that he can achieve much more than even what 1,000 miracles can achieve for a person. So therefore it's a very great thing to have this consistency. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq of bringing this consistency in our lives. I see my late grandfather, may Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr nur, that for 50 years he didn't miss his tahajjud salah. Until he passed away to such an extent that towards the end he was not well. So from his bedroom till the toilet, he used to get out of breath walking. So what he did was he put a chair in between. But the tahajjud time, he would still wake up, walk, take a rest on the chair. Then from there, he'll walk to the bathroom to make wuzu, toilet, etc. Come back, sit again on the chair. It wasn't a very big distance. It is a matter of a passage. But even though he was not well, he still made it a point of waking up, going for tahajjud, sitting, having a rest, making wuzu, coming back, sitting again, having a rest, then going to his room, but never missed his tahajjud right up till the day he passed away. So when a person has got this istikhama, even when he's not well also, he'll want to read it, he'll want to perform it. As we'll go on, we'll see that when how beautiful our deen is, that when a person is not well and is unable to do it, how easy Shariat has made it, that there's something that he can do that will still give him the reward of that act that he had missed out. Anyway, moving on. عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن في الليل لساعة لا يوافقها رجل مسلم يسأل الله تعالى خيرا من أمر الدنيا والآخرة إلا أعطاه إياه وذلك كل ليلة. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه narrated, I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, there is a certain hour during the night wherein whatever good of this world and the year after a Muslim asks for, Allah Ta'ala will give it to him. This happens every night. Again, there is a certain hour during the night wherein whatever good a person, whatever good of this world and the year after, in other words, a person making dua and he's asking for the good of this world and good of the year after, whatever he may be asking for with regards to this, Allah Ta'ala will give it to him. And this time, this special moment comes every single night. Therefore you find ulama explaining that this virtue is found every night, shows the superiority of the night over the day. The night is more superior to the day, because in the day this fazilat, this virtue only comes on the day of Jumu'ah. Only on the day of Jumu'ah there is a time wherein a person's du'as are answered. So it happens once a week as far as the day is concerned, but as far as the night is concerned, every single night this time of acceptance is there. These moments of acceptance are there. So therefore you find that the night is given superiority. Allah Ta'ala has kept this hidden hour, like the night of Qadr is hidden, and the special moment on the day of Jumu'ah when du'as are accepted is hidden. The reason for this is to encourage a person to endeavor in acts of worship and obedience. Some ulama of the opinion that the hour of acceptance is during the middle portion of the night, while others have stated that it is during the final moments before the time of Fajr, before that azan of Fajr can set in, before that, according to how we have it, early, before that azan, in other words, before the time of Fajr sets in, those are the moments wherein du'as are answered. So therefore, those of us that come early, we are fortunate enough, we should don't waste this moment. We make du'a and we engage in du'a. And those that are reading salah elsewhere, wait is later. Then also at home, they've got this opportunity to engage in du'a, make tildi du'a. There's a great chance that this is the moments of acceptability. Allah Ta'ala may answer our du'as. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا قام أحدكم من الليل فليفتتح الصلاة بركعتين خفيفتين رواه مسلم. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when any one of you stands up for worship at night, he should commence his salah with two short rakats. That when he stands up for worship, the first two rakats that he reads of his tahajjud salah should be two short rakats, and we explained why. It's because of that hadith that explains that when a person goes to sleep, then shaitan ties three knots on that person. And we explained what those three knots could mean. Shaitan ties three knots, and the hadith says that when he wakes up and he takes the name of Allah Ta'ala, in other words, he praises Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he reads the dua for waking up, he takes the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then one knot is open. So still, he's not completely untied. That lethargic effect is still on him because there's still two more knots of shaitan upon this person. Then when this person makes wuzu, the second knot is now untied. And the hadith says when he reads two rakats of salat, then the third knot is now untied. And now the person feels fresh and he feels good. So therefore, ulama say that read the first two rakats short, and then the balance of the rakats, you can read it in such a way that the person is now fresh, a person is feeling clear, his mind is clear, his thoughts clear, because all those three knots of shaitan are now untied, unloosened or untied because of these three things. He took the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he made wudu, and he read two rakats of salah. So therefore, ideally the first two rakats that are being read should be read short. So then day after, a person can read long, long rakats, there is no problem. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام من الليل افتتح صلاته بركعتين خفيفتين رواه مسلم. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated when رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to stand up for worship at night, he would commence his salah with two short rakats. This hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif and Nasai Sharif. As we explained, that the effects of sleep now don't remain on a person. Now all three knots are untied, all three knots are gone. So this person now will get the energy and the enthusiasm for the remaining salahs, for the remaining worship, ibadah that he'll do. Now he'll get that enthusiasm and that passion that to perform this. Salaam. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. We'll continue inshallah. Tomorrow's ahadith, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us life and opportunity. What to do if a person happens to miss, he woke up late, and he missed some part that he would normally read. For example, he would read 12 rakats. Now because he woke up late and he's only able to read 2 rakats or 4 rakats, what should he do? Or if a person completely overslept, what should he do now to cover up for what he missed? In tomorrow's hadith, we'll cover that inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.